We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again.
Back.
Welcome back, y'all. Thank you so much for your patience last week. We know the sound was crap. It was horrible.
You know
every time
you touch that, it messes with the sound.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
She's sabotaging me.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay. Now, hold on. There we go.
Okay. See, you got it back really quick.
I think there's something so fun and quirky about machinery that doesn't work perfectly, you know?
True. I agree with you.
I love it. It's a little janky.
Well, the audience didn't love it. So we apologize. Like Fowler said on our social media, we really just wanted to put something out because we did record the episode, but it just didn't come out the way that we anticipated for it to come out. So we do apologize. And we're trying to get it together.
Listen, Your Honor, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
With another girl. In the world. Trying to put out some quality content for you people.
Exactly.
But we're doing the best we can.
So y'all just gotta have to be a little patient with us for a little bit longer. But yeah, other than that, thank you guys for joining us again today. How was your week this past week?
Oh, baby, it was a week.
Because I mean, it was a good week, bad week, what?
It was chill. I had some challenging patients. Actually just one, a challenging patient that really just like soul sucked me at the end of the week. But we went to a wedding yesterday.
We did.
Our old coworker got married. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Miranda. That's our first wedding we've been to together, I think.
That is true, yeah.
Love that for us.
Alyssa talked the entire time during this wedding. Let me tell you, this girl, I've never known you to be a chatty Kathy, like when you're liquored up, but you and Cece were just going at it all night. I was just like, what are y'all conversing about?
What weren't we talking about?
I'm like, there was a whole moment where the whole audience was crying because she was dancing with her father and it was just beautiful. And she started to break down and they're just over here. And I'm like, what the fuck are y'all laughing at?
There were things that needed to be said.
And then Alyssa turns around and says, I don't have a father. Can't relate. I was like, what the hell?
Well, yeah, everyone's emotional during this fucking daddy-daughter dance. And Monty turns to me. She's like, are you getting emotional? And I was like, no, I don't. Why?
And then they just kept talking. And I was like, hey, cool it down, buddy.
And me and the other girl that we're talking both don't have dads. So we're like, yeah, we don't care. What? Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, y'all have it all. I was like, somebody should have put a mic in y'all hands so y'all have a separate podcast episode. I was like, Jesus, man.
And I hadn't seen her in so long. We were just talking about random shit. But
yeah, y'all needed to catch up.
Yeah. I just love a running commentary at a wedding. Weddings are so fun for me because it's just quality content. There's new people.
True.
New dynamics. And
yeah,
you just get to sit back and watch it all.
Yeah. Weddings are really beautiful. Like I agree. You get a chance to just all be one together and you have the greatest conversations with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
Because you're all there for the common goal. And then you get to see people's family members embarrass them. So that's kind of funny.
It is so fun to see where people come from, especially coworkers, because I don't know. I think we were really lucky at this space at that time to have the coworker relationships that we have because they're genuinely great people that we enjoy being around. And we've seen them outside of work, so I feel like it's a little different. But typically, you only see your coworkers in a work setting.
Yes.
So then to see them around these other people and these names that you know and these like anecdotal stories they've told you, you can put the puzzle pieces together and you're like, oh, I know all about you.
Yeah.
You guys were in a fight. And da 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 da.
It's like, oh, I met your dad. That's why you acted like
that. That makes so much sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
It was hilarious.
Well, context for it.
And the food was really good.
You know what?
Shouts out to them because
that was good wedding food.
It was real. And it's very rare that you get good wedding food. And I know weddings are expensive. I'm not digging at anybody else's wedding. Yeah. I'm just saying it's very difficult, I feel like, to have 200 of the same plates and for it to be
really
nutritious.
I was ready to be underwhelmed, not like that isn't even a dig. Like, I know at a wedding, the food is gonna
You
didn't come to eat. The food's not gonna be great because you're making so much of it.
Exactly.
I'm like, wow, can't wait to eat at this wedding. Because
you can't put all these seasonings because you don't know what people are allergic to. So that's a safety thing too.
But this wedding food, the vegetables were crisp, hot, they were seasoned so well. Good.
Yes.
My chicken gave shake and bake, but in the best way.
Yeah.
Like, not in a negative shake and bake way. Like an homage to shake and bake chicken. Yeah. It was delicious.
I had a fat portobello mushroom head cap. I was going
to ask you what you ate.
First of all, shouts out to the bride. I appreciate you so much. I don't know if she wants me to say her name or not, but you know who you are. If you want me to, I can edit it and put your name back in it. Anyway, shouts out to her because her and her husband, because they both accommodated myself, who is a vegetarian, and one of our other coworkers who cannot have soy products or dairy. They gave her a separate one. They cooked her a separate piece of chicken with the same seasonings and stuff like that, but it just didn't have like the gravy batter or whatever on there. And, the mashed potatoes, they gave her separate roasted potatoes. And but yeah, I had like a fat portobello cap mushroom with peppers and stuff, all kind of peppers chucked inside of it. It was almost like a very crunchy but like very well seasoned pico de gallo, but not runny or anything like that.
I looked over at your plate and I meant to ask you, but I couldn't tell because it was dark in there.
That mushroom was so good. And then I had mashed potatoes and then regular roasted potatoes and then like this a plate of vegetables. It was so good. So and the cake was good too.
The cake was really good. There was a churro truck.
Yes, a churro and ice cream.
As I saw those churros, I said, that's where I'm going.
So shouts out to everybody who really puts in effort and money to accommodate their guests, because I wouldn't do it. I would just go to the courthouse call.
She planned that wedding in zero time.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because it didn't look like shit.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was
a beautiful wedding. And I remember because when she was planning it, she asked me, like, do you think I can plan this wedding? And I was like,
She planned it all herself?
Well, yeah, and they did it so quick. Jesus. And so I had told her, Sophia had just recently gotten married. Yeah. And I was like, why don't you talk to Sophia? Because she just planned that huge ass wedding.
Yeah.
You know? And Sophia was like, hey, I kind of told her, like, she can do it, but it's going to be really tough. Like, if she wants to push it, she should probably
push it. And still working a full-time job and raising two kids.
And with those kids.
Yeah.
Can I...
It was a beautiful venue. Like the weather was perfect.
Yes,
absolutely.
The liquor was flowing.
Alyssa had so many plastic cups at the end of the night. Like, she got so many drinks, it was ridiculous. I was like, ma'am, just get a bottle.
I said, someone's got to put this open bar to use, and it's me.
And the bride kept making announcements. Drink up, just drink up. She's probably like, don't waste this fucking liquor. I've already paid for it, bitches.
Oh, it was a really good wedding. It was a
beautiful wedding. Absolutely beautiful family.
Did you try the fried mac and cheese?
Yes, they had fried mac and cheese balls. I was like, is this Cheesecake Factory? This is amazing. The food was so good at that wedding.
I'm so happy. What a good wedding. Your dress was beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So was yours. Your tits out, your arms out. Tits out, bums out, you know. But yeah, it was a really fun.
We didn't even take a picture together.
We didn't, which is crazy.
I don't even have a single picture. I took a bathroom selfie, and that's the only picture I think I have.
We just have a group picture of all of us that were there as co-workers.
And you know what? That's the sign of a great wedding.
Yeah. But also, too, I love the fact that I'm going to be messy a little bit. So you know how a lot of weddings nowadays, people are just like, listen, we want you to be there just for the moment. Like, don't take any pictures. Don't do any videos. There's always one freaking person at everybody's wedding when they give instructions like this that like, you ain't gonna tell me what to do. And then they start doing like this, trying to record. And I'm like, y'all, like, please. And I get it. The lady was a little bit older. I get it.
But you know what it is? But at the same time,
put your phone down.
It's the older person. I can't sneak a video. I'm going to put my hand up above the entire crowd to record this.
I'm just like,
you're not discreet at all, man.
I'm like, ma'am, they're recording. And also too, I think it's not just about you sharing it before they get a chance to share it. It's literally the fact that I think because my best friend's a photographer, and so she does weddings as well too. The problem is that your aunt, you know, Christine, or your aunt, you know, Buford, I don't know, whatever the fuck.
Oh, good old Aunt Buford.
They keep getting there. So their arms are in the way of the shots, and then they have to do all this extra photoshopping to move your hands and your arms and your stupid cell phones out of the way. So it's like, if somebody has hired a professional team, it was literally like what, 4 or 5 different videographers and photographers walking around taking pictures. So I'm just like, put your hands down and get out of the way, because you're messing up their shots. And then I have to
have
do all this
phone
extra
Dropbox at my wedding. Don't have a fucking phone.
Absolutely.
Why do you need a phone?
Everyone knows. You can take as many pictures as you want to at the reception. And then at the reception, because her spouse is Samoan, they had, like, you know, their cultural dance and everything like that. And they asked again not to record. What does the guy from the bar do? He's just sitting up there doing like this. Sir, put your fucking the people asked you very nicely not to record. I don't care if you are Samoan. If the bride and groom ask you not to take your phones out and take pictures, just don't do it. Like, why is it so hard to follow instructions?
I don't know, man.
Jesus. Anyway, but it was a beautiful wedding. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, if anyone else wants a fun group of girls to come and spice up their wedding, invite us.
We're your people.
Send us an invitation.
We could be MCs together.
We could be party starters. Yes. We could be MCs. Oh my God. Can you imagine? How's everybody doing tonight?
Welcome to the face off.
We just have fucking face off cards everywhere. No, really. We could MC the shit out of
it. We really could. I'm a great MC. I MC'd my grandmother's 99th birthday party.
Really?
I did.
I've officiated a wedding. So
that's what I'm saying.
Together, you and me.
We could turn this into a business. And listen,
I got I would say two handfuls of compliments after I officiated that wedding.
Yeah.
Two handfuls.
I love it. Yeah. So, but it was great though. What else would happen in your week?
I need to talk about older men trying to gaslight me in a hospital.
Ooh, I love it. Spicy.
Nothing makes me more upset.
Why?
Because I fall for it every time.
You've been wanting a sugar daddy, right?
Yes, but it's not even that I fall for it. He doesn't have fingers and no money. He's not a sugar daddy. Not that I fall for the gaslighting, but I recognize that it's happening. And instead of just being like, you are trying to gaslight me into thinking a certain way or being upset, and I'm not going to let it offend me because I'm here to do my job.
Yeah.
I immediately am like, oh, yeah, I can't do this.
What
to
you're
me.
Not going to do is.
Yeah. And it's just like, I boil to the top because I'm like, you are an adult. Act like a freaking adult. I have this patient who, it's one thing to be a crotchety old man. And for when I come into the room to be like, meh, I'm not going to do it. Get out of here. I'm not going to do anything. Blah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, like, not great. I'll respect it.
Right.
But don't do the thing where you're going to pretend to work with me. You're super passive aggressive. You don't want to do what I say. Then you kind of do half of what I say. And then you tell me it's my fault. And then you try to like placate me by saying, oh, I'll do what you want because you're being so rude. That shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because now I've wasted 45 minutes in here and we're both just getting frustrated when you could have just told me you weren't going to do it to begin with.
Yeah. Because then you try to make it seem like I'm the problem and I'm not the problem.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm being so... We... like genuinely are pretty patient people, I feel.
Yeah.
Like not we don't have like I'm not Mother Teresa or anything, but especially at work, like I'm trying to get you to work, I'm trying to be nice, I know it's a shitty situation. So when you're exhausting me after 45 I was in this room for 45 minutes, this man did not move.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, huffing and puffing, give me a minute. Oh, I'm nauseous. Now my shoulder hurts, dry heaving to make himself throw up.
Oh god.
Sir, I'm just here so you can stand, get this enema shoved up your ass because you haven't shit in 4 days. I know you feel horrible.
Yeah.
And then get you on the bedside.
I'm genuinely trying to help you. Yeah, it's frustrating because all you're really trying to do is help that person, but they're dead set against doing anything that you ask them to do that they know will help them. And it's just like, you're exhausting all my energy and I need enough energy to make it through the rest of my list. Cause there are actual people on my list who want to do something.
Yeah. And my thing is, his whole thing is he wants a male nurse needs to move him. Male needs to do this. And I said, listen, sir, there is not a male nurse here right now. Mm-hmm. I literally am in hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and lost years off my life training to do this exact thing that I'm about to do.
Yeah.
Also do it 6 times a day.
Exactly.
9, if you are looking at my productivity, right now. 9 times a day.
Right. She sees like a 50 people
I
a day.
I see at least 15 people a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he just like, I don't want to be like, this man hates women. But it's kind of getting apparent that he does not like to be told what to do by women or helped by women, which like, hey, unfortunately, healthcare, a lot of women.
It's
a lot of women.
We love to think that the healthcare industry is male dominated. It is not.
No.
I think the physician staff, yes, but not the actual general plague of the medical field. It's definitely women driven.
Yeah. So I said, hey, try to stand with me one time. Mm-hmm. If it goes to shit, I will put you back on this bed. I will go find a man.
Yeah.
And we will get you up. I will make that concession, but I think we can do it. Standby assist, min assist maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Starts turning, then says, this isn't going to work. Starts forcibly falling back into the bed. He's so strong that I have to grab both hands to pull him up. So obviously you're strong enough to make it to the fucking chair. And as soon as he sits back down, I said, you know what? We're done. You're being unsafe. I'm not doing it. Get back in the bed. No. I can do it. No. I want to get up. That's the shit that pisses me off.
Yeah.
And then I was just in a bad mood for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think people, and I know patients don't care about it because they're dealing with their own stuff, right? But at the same time, I feel like as healthcare workers, like one patient that either takes too long or that you're really not able to do what you really came in there to do, for whatever reason, it really throws off the rest of your day. And you have to, you have to just, you legit have to like reset so fast, faster than most people in their other industries, in order to make sure that you don't take out what just happened on the next patient behind you.
Yep. And you can tell exactly what it is too, because you know the days when you're like, okay, I have all this shit to do.
Yeah.
I think we can do these 23 minute treats. Like, let's just fucking hit it. This mm-hmm. person's gonna be ready. I already know them. Yeah. I already know. Perfect. And the first snag, I'll be like, I'm throwing it in. We're just, I'll be yeah. in here as long as it's going to take, because the whole day is already screwed.
The first patient you get, that happened to me on Friday. I had a patient who myself and the OT saw him together because we had to. He cannot tolerate two sessions. Anyway, it took us about 45 minutes to treat him. After that, I got stuck with, and when I say stuck, I mean like I was just going to tell the wife, hey, we're mm-hmm. done. You can go back in the room whenever you're ready, because we don't kick people out. But, you know, if patient family members don't want to see their family members struggling, they yeah. choose not to be in the room. Anyway, so I was just going to tell her in the waiting room, hey, you can go on ahead and go back. Got stuck with her for 45 minutes talking. She was crying. Her daughter was crying. I was like, oh my God. And
you just can't leave.
You can't leave. You got to stay there, because you have to be empathetic. You have to be compassionate. You have to put yourself in their shoes. You have to give them the time to talk. Because a lot of times patients and their family members, they just want to vent. They don't want you to fix it, because they know you can't fix it. They just want to talk about it. And you have to be able to be open and receptive to that. So then by the time I finished, like, I'm not going to lie, I did lie to get out of the situation. So here's what I did. We wear Voceras at my particular hospital, right? So remember back in the day, you used to be able to page yourself and shit like that. So this is what I did. So I was literally standing there for 45 minutes, and I'm like, I have six other people and it's Friday. I got to give equipment out. I got to do all this stuff. Like, ma'am, I'm trying to be as compassionate. I gave you 45 minutes of compassion, but I got to go. So then, you know how you press a little Vocera, it's not billable. So then you press a little Vocera button and the lady's like, Vocera, and you're supposed to call whoever. But if you press it twice really fast, it'll be like, boink. So it makes it seem like somebody's calling you. So I just did this real fast. Mm-hmm. And she was, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I got to go. I'm going to leave you with social work. And I was able to get out.
The amount of times that Marissa has gotten a text from me on iMobile saying, I need you to call me in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Call me in 5 minutes exactly. and tell me that you need me, because I'm like, I'm gonna let you talk a little bit, but I know I'm about to get stuck in this room. Yes. And I cannot, and I'm not trying to be rude, but I need I need the hospital phone to go off, so I can be like, oh, I'm so sorry,
exactly,
I have to go.
It's the you need art escape of route. You do, because some patients and their family members will go on and on and on. And especially to the people who come from nursing homes who are by themselves mm-hmm. all the time, and you feel so bad, but it's like, Mr. Johnson, I literally have other people on my list that are gonna suffer now and not get as much therapy as they actually need, because I spent extra time with you. And so I wish, in a perfect world, I would love to stay in here for 6 hours with you, but I can't. I wouldn't want to spend 6 hours in any room with anybody. No. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to give you as much compassion as I can within this block of time.
And
but
that's the shitty part too, is like, with this man especially, it's very shitty to tell him like, hey, you're being a little shit right now, and there's four other people in this hospital who want to get up and want to move, and you're taking time from that. I cannot say that.
You can't say it.
I can't say it.
Yeah.
But that's what you're like, hey, everyone wants to get help here. I have a lot of people on my list.
I have said that to patients before, not necessarily that, but I have told patients who don't want to get up, and because they may be, you know, on a ventilator trached, right? And mm-hmm. just really fighting, and they've just kind of lost the fight, right? And so you get to a point where you're just like, do you want to die? There's a neighbor next door that will kill to be as sick as you, which means they're sicker than you. Get your ass out of this bed.
Appropriate.
So I have done that.
Appropriate. But this was just like, he was just being a little shit.
Yeah, he just was not in the mood today.
Yeah, and there were other people in the room.
And then it's always like the next day you come back to see them, then all of a sudden they're the best angel. Like, why are you so upset and with
it's,
me?
It's that. So
yeah, it's the passive aggressive.
Man raised his voice twice, not at me, but I had to be the one that was like, you do not need to talk to her like that, because it was pissing me off. Yeah. I was staying quiet in the room because I knew if I talked too much, I was gonna say something not appropriate. But then he just keeps being like, I'm sorry. I know you got. You're not sorry. And you know what? I should have known, because he's missing a bunch of his tips. Like, he's missing significant parts of multiple fingers. Mm-hmm. And I asked him how he did it, and he said he was messing with that E4000 glue.
E4000? I haven't heard of E6000.
Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, E6000.
Yeah, that one. I don't know.
But why does he lose his fingers for glue?
Because the glue was left on his fingers for too long, and it started like eroding his fingers. He didn't wash it off or something.
I've never heard that.
He could have been full of shit. That's what he said happens. And that story to me should have flagged me.
That makes me scared, because I use E6000 all the time.
Be careful. That story in itself should have told you, like, obviously this guy, there's something a little weird if you have that kind of glue on your fingers and you're going to leave it on to the point where it, I don't know. But I didn't. I just was rolling with the punches. What does it say anything?
A 39. This is a case study actually from NIH. A 39-year-old woman who applied super glue to her fingertips as a treatment for dry skin. What?
How would that...
What happens if you get... It's presumed to cause cancer in humans based on animal studies, but no human studies cause... It may cause skin irritation with prolonged exposure and cause permanent ear irritation. Oh. That's crazy.
So either he was lying or everyone be really careful with...
Yeah, E6000. Yeah, allegedly. Anyway, yeah,
but yeah, that, and it's just, I need to learn that this is just work and it's not that serious and you can just leave it on the floor. I hate when I bring stuff back into the office with me. It really pisses me off because I can't like shake it off.
Yeah, it's hard not to, because sometimes you can shake off things in a minute, and sometimes it takes a little, a couple hours or a day to shake it off. You're like, you're human. I think we're all allowed to have that, even as healthcare workers. Like, we're not all perfect all the time. We're not perfect any of the time, but I'm just saying, like, in a perfect world, sometimes we have bad days and we try our best to leave our bullshit in our car, but we can't sometimes. So I mean, I think as long as you're willing to acknowledge it, that's the first step.
Thank you.
Acknowledging you have a problem.
I went and had a cookie snack, and then I felt a little better. I was good. My blood sugar's just low. That's what it is.
Yeah, snacks always make you better.
How was your week?
My week actually was pretty good. It wasn't too crazy, thank God, other than Fridays. Fridays are always crazy, but I had relatively really good patients throughout the week. For some reason, I've been having a lot of Parkinson's patients.
A wave of Parkinson's.
Oh, my God. If y'all have never worked with Parkinson's patients, they are difficult. And when I say difficult, I don't mean them personality wise. I mean, just physically, like, especially when they're kind of like in the moderate to late stage of Parkinson's. They are so freaking heavy and rigid. It's just like moving a dead body almost, not that Parkinson's people, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they're so rigid. It's like moving a dead body because they have rigidity and spasticity and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So
the shit where they walk through a threshold and freeze.
Yes.
Gets me every time. And I don't know why I forget about that every time until it happens. I'm like, ugh.
Because sometimes when you see them, you do forget about their diagnosis, and you're like, shit, what's your diagnosis again? Oh, Parkinson's, that's right. That's why you're walking.
Especially when they're kind of early, it's not so bad yet, and you'll be fine, and then they'll start doing the fucking stutter step, and you're like, dang it,
come on. Or like the pusher syndrome, and then you're actively trying to move them forward, and they're actively pushing back, and it's just like, Mr. Johnson, move forward. I am. It's like, oh, my. Like, they wear you out physically very, very fast.
Because that's like it's like when you're working with heavy strokes or TBIs and stuff, because it's mental and physical.
Absolutely.
It's hard.
You're trying to give them a commands. But other than that, my week was really good. And nothing super crazy, thank God. Knock on wood or whatever this
nice.
Is. But yeah. Cool. All right, you ready to get on into the show? I mean, we kind of technically already in it.
Allegedly, Ashanti is pregnant with Nelly's baby, and I need to talk about it.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Because do you remember when they broke up and she was like, I want to be a wife.
How old is Ashanti?
She's got to be like 40. She's in her 40s,
but I don't think she's... Let me see. Is she the same age as me?
Oh, baby.
She's 43 years old.
You're not 43.
I'm not. She looks way younger than me.
She does.
She also has money.
She does look great.
She looks amazing.
I don't know. Heart wants what it wants.
I think for her, if she is in fact pregnant, because I don't think it has been confirmed just yet. I think there was a video that was circulating where Nelly touched her belly in a way that appeared to be like he was caressing her stomach, and then she kind of just like laughed, and they laughed it off or whatever. But some people were saying some very negative things about her, saying, you waited all these years just to be a baby mama. And I'm like, yo, mama's a baby mama. Shut up. Like, stop. Like,
well, maybe it's her choice now to be a baby mama.
This lady is a millionaire, a multimillionaire. Do you think she cares about being a baby mama versus a wife? I mean, she may, and she may not express that to you, but goddamn, you're not going to be paying for the baby? Relax.
Oh, there's a lot of baby mamas for free.
Thank you. His children love her. She said, I remember she did an interview where she said that she still talks to his mom on a regular basis.
I mean,
would you talk to your ex's mom? I did.
Listen, I'm a lovely person. People love me. What am I supposed to do?
People's moms love me. That's all.
And
I'm
you
saying.
Know what I love? People loving me. Yeah. So, and you know what's really going to make me happy? When your mom loves me.
My ex's moms were really nice people.
See? It's because great moms sometimes raise not great sons.
Well, or just sometimes their sons just make questionable decisions. And maybe it's they're just not
about
for
having
you.
A good mom.
You know, yeah.
It lets you be a little rotten sometimes.
Yeah, true. Very, very true. But I mean, congratulations to them if they are in fact pregnant. Love but that. If they're not. I love how Halle Bailey keeps continuing to not confirm anything with
people.
I love
it. I wouldn't tell. I wouldn't even post a picture of pregnancy. I would pull the Kylie Jenner with the Stormy.
Everybody would have NDAs around me. Everybody.
I've already told, I like.
Even Chloe. I would make her sign an NDA.
It's just such a sense that for example, we had a coworker who had made comments that everyone seemed to, like, it made it seem like his fiance, wife, whatever, was pregnant. And then we saw all these pictures. They got married. They did all these things. And she definitely does not look pregnant. But that was, like, months ago. So everyone's kind of like, what happened? And I'm just like, anything could have, she could have never been pregnant. She could have miscarried. There's just a lot. It's a sensitive time. It and if people don't want to fucking tell you about their baby, they don't have to tell you about their baby.
Yeah. That's why even too,
everyone thinks they're so entitled to know about your pregnancy.
Exactly. And I just think too, like, there's so much criticism out there. Cause I think even, like, I'm not a Kim Kardashian fan. However, when she was pregnant, I remember the tabloids were like posting pictures of her swollen feet in these heels and just like, oh my God, look at her fat ass feet. And I'm like, she's carrying a whole human being.
Also the fact and that risking that pregnant, her life. She went out. Like, can you imagine being that big and having to get ready and go to all the shit? She Beyonce, probably did not want to be there.
Beyonce was like, y'all not about to see me. Nope. And if you do see me, I'm gonna put something over my stomach or I'm gonna wear baggy clothes. And I just feel like you, as a celebrity, yes, you do choose that life. But at the same time, like, you don't, people unfortunately don't respect boundaries and privacy. Like, so what, you know, the person is, let's just say Halle Bailey is pregnant. Like, let's just say, for example, hypothetically, she is pregnant. So what? What do you do now with that information? I knew it. Just to say I knew it. Okay, are you going to buy her a gift for her, the baby?
You don't know her. She,
like, you,
know you
literally, like, leave the girl alone. Who cares if she's pregnant or not?
Speaking of people caring about shit that shouldn't matter. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Did you see Billie Eilish mildly got outed and
for being what?
Bisexual?
No, she gives off bisexual vibes.
Thank you. I don't know why that was a surprise. Lost 100,000 Instagram followers.
They probably were bots anyway.
Isn't that crazy though? You would think, because she's so young, it's like the younger Gen Z type people who are very, like, I don't know, open and free and don't give a shit.
Yeah, like, gender fluid.
It might have been like the older people who are like, I'm out. But what the fuck does it matter? She's bi.
Who cares? Is she sleeping with you? Like, can also, we use some critical thinking?
I don't
here?
Know. I never looked at Billie Eilish and was like, oh yeah, she would never sleep with a woman.
She's always just given very much so tomboy vibes.
Don't know.
Like a Tiana Taylor or like an Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Like Left Eye. Like, they're just, I guess you can call it sexually ambiguous or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I would say that. And also, she just has always had this, like, yeah, ambiguity of how she presents. But everyone's always pissed off. Do you remember when she would always wear the baggy clothes and shit?
Yeah.
And people would be like, she's hiding her body. And then she did the Vogue cover and was wearing that dress and her tits were out. And they were like, well, now she's
That's what I'm
slut.
Saying. And this is why, as a celebrity, as a celebrity, I wouldn't tell people shit. No, you can't see my child. No, you can't know his name. No, I don't give a fuck. No. Mm-hmm. Why you name your baby that? Because I wanted to, bitch. Why your mama named you that stupid ass name? Get the fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. People are dumb. People are dumb. Anyway.
Yeah. Says me, the girl who comments on every celebrity personally, privately.
Well, speaking of privately, it ended up getting blown up publicly. But what were you talking about TJ Holmes and Amy Robach?
Okay. I don't know if everyone remembers. I don't care if anyone cares because I care. But TJ Holmes and Amy Robach were anchors on
Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm. And it got blown up because they were both married, having an affair together. Mm-hmm. Which, like, I don't know. I feel like in normal life, like at normal jobs, that happens all the time and no one cares. But because they're celebrity people on Good Morning America, and I guess because Good Morning America is like this, like, spotless reputation of a show, or they want to be, they can't portray that. Yeah. So those motherfuckers got fired. And this was a while ago, but they finally just made their first public appearance as a couple. Mm-hmm. They, like, walked a carpet together. Well, guess who's dating now? Their freaking exes are dating each other.
Just have an orgy and call it a day. That's
Isn't
so
that
gross.
The darndest thing? They were like, oh, we got so close over the last 6 months. And I'm like, are you doing this to piss them off?
Here's the thing.
Or are you truly seeing each other?
I'm going to just be honest. I think this is all alleged. I honestly think that their spouses were all, they were probably swingers. And somebody just happened to leak that they were dating because of whatever issue, and then now they have to come out and say, we are loud and proud, but I love each other, and your husband and your wife already liked each other from the beginning. I think they were swingers.
Or what if they allegedly were swingers, and then TJ and Amy started hanging out a lot by themselves and their wife
exactly,
and they were like, bitch. I watched an episode of something about that,
about swingers,
about it must have been, what is that show, Couples Counseling? Mm. And they were swingers, the couple was, but one of the partners was having an issue with how much time one was spending with another person.
Because they actually liked that other person more than you.
Yeah, and I was like, what a, like, interesting dynamic to have.
That's crazy. Just have an orgy and call it a day and leave us out of the group chat.
Like, yeah.
Speaking of another group chat, what were you telling me about Diddy? It's not a real group chat.
Okay. Sean Combs has finally broken his silence on everything going on. I don't know if
you guys know. Is this a PR statement or is this really
No, this was a only the best Instagram statement.
Oh, I love that for him.
As you know, he was sued by my queen, Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
And she sued not only him, but
his corporations.
His corporations, absolutely. Who swiftly looked at their insurances and were like, we're not dealing with it, settle.
Yep.
Which I'm sure he was like, I can fight for myself and I can clear my name, which he can't. So he finally took to Instagram. I have to just read this because it gave me a chuckle. It says, enough is enough.
Strike one.
For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, which is my, it is like that phrase.
Assassinate my character?
Giggles me.
Especially for him.
Especially for him. Destroy my reputation and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth. Sean Diddy Combs.
Please don't bring your family in that. Your family didn't do any of that.
Cassie is not giving quick payday. There's nothing about, if you looked at her objectively, sorry.
Weren't they together for like double digit years?
10, I want to say 10. Right. But she is like, it's not, she, okay.
Well, there's so many allegations that are coming out now after that.
True.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm just like, she is happy and married and with these children, mm-hmm. and like, you're gonna say assassinate your character? People have known you're dirty.
Well, also too, I think it's not assassination when there are facts behind what
she literally had a manifesto, sir, and you have people coming out to validate what she's saying.
Exactly.
You should just shut the fuck up.
First of all, there will be no settlement if there was no proof. Let's just be clear. There would be no settlement.
Even if 10% of what she said.
And not that doesn't mean that all cases mean that that's settlement. All cases that end the settlement does not necessarily mean that it's proven. I'm just saying for this particular case.
But in the end, it's a business.
Sorry.
And either there was proof or there's enough of a character discrepancy to where what she said would have stuck and ruined his fucking business.
Well, it would have dragged a whole lot of people into it. That would have been like a Jeffrey Epstein part, like 2.0 situation.
I think he's into some wacky stuff. Oh, yeah. Like, that just touches everyone in Hollywood.
People were surprised when R. Kelly was like, my mama was my girlfriend. Shit. Diddy got some stories.
Allegedly. In the same way, I think if anything ever happened to French Montana, a lot of people would go down because he like supplies drugs and prostitutes
allegedly
to a lot of people in Hollywood. I think that's...
I've never heard that.
Yeah. He's
also,
like,
pay attention to French Montana.
If you need, supposedly, allegedly, if you need some shit in like that scene, he's your guy.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, speaking of people supplying people with illegal substances, the United States has been clearly giving Israel weapons, allegedly. Anyway, we know it has. Anyway, so the UN voted this week to try to do another ceasefire because, again, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Palestinians are still being blown away to bits as a result of genocide. Under the guise of anti-Semitism. Anyway, and so this was a vote 13-1 to vote for, this is the UN Council, the United Nations Council, to do a ceasefire for Israel to immediately stop because clearly they aren't fighting back because there's no war. This is genocide. Anyway, and the one spokesperson, again, for the United States who happens to be a black man, first of all, it was a black woman. Then the second veto, now it's a black man.
Interesting.
Vetoed the decision and was like, nah, we good. And then the UK decided to just not vote at all.
They're staying out.
I'm just like, here's what I want to say, though. Here's what I want to say, genuinely. My voice is changing because my allergies are going crazy. Anyway, here's what I want to say. Genuinely and truly, for people in other countries outside of the United States, please do not take the decision of the United States government to veto a ceasefire that is not a reflection on all of us who live here in the United States and are Americans, okay? That is, I get it, we have elections, right? And it's easy for people outside to say, well, you voted for them. A lot of people that are in positions of power, I personally did not vote for. Now, I did vote for Biden, unfortunately.
Who says he would not be running in the next election if Trump was not running, but now it's his duty to run again.
Two 80-year-olds. Why?
Why?
Why? Isn't Trump almost 80?
He's got it. He's like seven. He was 74 last time, wasn't he? Oh, my
God. Where is AOC? We need
some fresh blood. It just pisses Elizabeth me off Warren? That everyone who would be good at that job refuses to run because it's a horrible job.
It is. Because you have to play this nasty political game because the United States is so wrapped up in it's so much bullshit.
It's soul-sucking work.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. But, yeah, can't wait. Woo, November.
It's, oh, God, it's insane. What were you telling me about? Let's see. I don't know.
I'd be talking.
No, you went to, oh, Jonathan Majors. What were you talking about Jonathan Majors?
Nope, you were talking about Jonathan.
Oh, was I? Oh, speaking of more drama, Jonathan Majors. So apparently, there were some text messages, because you know he's still going through the active case with his ex-girlfriend, with regard to,
He's not still with Megan Good?
He is still with Megan Good, yes. But
which apparently his I could have sworn that was a PR stunt.
It still is, I think, allegedly. Okay. I still think it is. Goddamn.
I need Sorry. A PR relationship list right now. I'm still saying that Taylor and Travis Kelce are a PR stunt, and I still think
absolutely
Jonathan Majors and Megan Good, PR.
I mean, I think Taylor Swift is bi, allegedly. That's what I feel like.
Yes, taking that to the bank, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, so apparently there's been some text messages about... that he sent to his ex-girlfriend saying that she needed to behave like Coretta Scott King and Michelle Obama, which I think is hilarious. Cause if you don't know, Jonathan Majors is black and his ex-girlfriend was white.
That's what?
And how did they act? How are you trying to say like classy? Cause that's what I think about that's immediate things that I think about with Michelle Obama and Coretta Scott King.
What I would assume is like classy and not quiet, but just like appropriately demeanor. Silent in the public yeah. eye.
Which honestly, I feel like Coretta Scott King was never silent.
No, in the public I eye, feel like
or Michelle Obama.
They spoke selectively, so it True. Was powerful when they did impactful, speak. Absolutely. Yeah, impactful. But is she? I don't know. I don't. What?
It's just weird. First of all, if a man.
Also, why are you comparing your white girlfriend to these powerful black women? That makes no sense.
If my man ever told me, you need to act more like these women, well, you can go be with those women, bitch. That would be my comment. That would absolutely be my comment.
And that's probably what she said and why he allegedly beat her ass.
I cannot.
That is such a specific comparison to make. Jonathan.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Speaking of leading black men uh-huh. in Creed, Michael B. Jordan just crashed his car in Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
in
the early you morning. Did tell me that.
Mm-hmm. He's fine, I assume. But
which was crazy because 2 Chainz actually yeah. had an accident too, and I'm like, what is with these celebrities and crashing going their on cars? Hollywood.
Also, y'all have drivers or Uber or some shit.
Yeah, but sometimes you just want to, you know,
drive your car.
Drive yourself. Yeah,
y'all are hitting parked cars in Hollywood, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's.
But I guess if you're that famous, you can't really call an Uber.
True. Well, I mean. I mean, I think you can.
You can, but then you're just in a car.
Everybody wears a mask now, so, you know, you'll be fine.
But, like, you're in a car with a strange person. You're a celebrity. Someone could steal you or hurt you yeah. or take advantage of you.
True, but I think it'd be fine.
But, I mean, isn't he huge? He was Creed.
Supposed to be,
Supposedly
I guess.
He learned something.
Yeah, I guess. Well, speaking of, it's not a horrible segue. Anyway, Queen Latifah, we talk about her quite a bit. I do love, I'm obsessed with Queen Latifah. I absolutely love Queen Latifah. She's one of my favorite actors and just moguls altogether. She actually was just inducted into the Kennedy Center Honor. She was an honoree along with Dionne Warwick, as well as what's her name? Is it Rachel Fleming? She's a opera singer and somebody else. So Rachel's my cousin. But anyway, but yeah, she's the first rapper that was ever inducted into the Kennedy Center for the Kennedy Center Honoree.
What is the Kennedy Center?
It's a special place. After John F. Kennedy, I believe, or something like that, or Kennedy Space Center. Who knows? Anyway, she was honored. Okay. God damn it, with a very high
Good
honor.
For her.
Congratulations to Queen Latifah. real quick, well, not real quick. I really want to get into the rehab corner because we have a couple of. Oh no, let's talk about this first, real quick, before we get into the rehab corner. Did you see the Beyonce documentary?
Or no, but I've heard amazing things. I really want to watch it.
I do too. I just don't want to go to the movies yet because I refuse to pay for a movie ticket where people think this is the concert and they are singing and dancing in the aisle. But I will call
do you
security.
Think people are gonna sing for hers because it's more of a documentary.
Yes. Did you not see the videos on social media?
Oh, everybody on mute. I did see yes. that one. You're right. Okay.
Like, and telling people to be quiet. And I'm just like, listen, I'll beat your ass.
I saw videos of the Taylor Swift show, movie, whatever.
Oh, she has a movie too.
Yes, but it's like just a live version of her concert. I think clips of different concerts, but there's people That's like stupid. In the front singing and dancing.
See, I don't like that. You had an opportunity to go to the concert. Don't mess it up for those of us that didn't want to go.
Yeah, surely it's gonna
could afford
Plus.
To, but didn't, but made a choice not to go.
I couldn't afford to.
I mean, I could have, but I didn't. I'm not gonna say never say never, but it's probably very highly unlikely that I will ever pay to go to a Beyonce. I will never go to a Beyonce concert because her fans are just too rabid, and I come to hear her sing. If I ever see Beyonce do this with the microphone, I want my money back, because I want you to sing until your lungs bleed.
Okay.
Not literally, but I'm just saying. I didn't come to hear nobody else next to me blaring and singing louder than Beyonce. Yeah. I want to hear you sing, man. These are your songs.
Yep.
So anyway, but speaking of the documentary, it was a really great. I've seen clips because people, of course, are posting things about it. Blue Ivy got an opportunity to talk about what she had to go through in order to get on stage, and mm-hmm. her working hard and things of that nature. And then, you know, I felt like Amari kind of got the highest compliment, which I think a lot of people, you know, would love to have had, being able to, for Beyonce to say that she trusts this young lady with her child, with teaching her how to dance and all that kind of stuff, and just guiding her through that whole process. But also too, it revealed that this billionaire black woman is still challenged in a way that we in corporate America are challenged. You wouldn't think she would have these same challenges because she's freaking Beyonce, right? And how, in one of the clips that I saw, she asked them for a 30-foot wide camera or something like that, and they told her that it didn't exist. And they were very persistent. She's like, are you sure that this doesn't exist? And they were like, it doesn't exist. And she was like, well, actually, I was looking it up, and bitch, and it does exist. And people were like,
why should I have to do that? My name's crazy. On the fucking door.
I'm paying your
salary. My name's on the building.
I don't understand. This girl is, she's Beyonce. You're going to get your money. Okay?
But also, it's not like she's this up and coming person with this big dream or this vision. Right. You know the kind of shit she does.
She has the capital.
And
babes,
that's why I would pay the money to go to a Beyonce concert, is because it's not like I'm there to see something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there to see whatever she's got.
She's gonna put on a show.
She's gonna put on a show. And that's what, so y'all are wild out here.
But it's crazy that she has to deal with stuff like that, where people are gaslighting her in corporate spaces. And then we on our jobs are like, I bet you Beyonce doesn't have to deal with this. Bullshit. Yes, she do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, at what point do you just trust that this woman knows what the fuck she is doing? Every tour she's done has been sold out, has been successful, and you're still questioning her decision. She's like, I keep repeating myself. I don't want to keep repeating myself. Why does Beyonce have to repeat herself?
Also, the balls it must take to get on some fuck shit with Beyonce.
Just say you don't know, and you'll find out.
I just feel like she has a very powerful presence, one.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, she is a one-named celebrity mm-hmm. icon. Mm-hmm. And for anyone to stand there and be like, nope, I'd be like, you got some balls.
Yeah.
She looks like she could read me to filth.
And if it doesn't exist, like, or if you just don't know that it exists, just kindly say to her, hey, I don't know, but let's find out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with just saying I can find out, but you just don't want to do the work? Like, no, bitch, we got a 28-millimeter angle and that's it. That's all you're going to get. Well, no, I want a 30, motherfucker. I know what vision I'm trying to do. Like, and you see the transitions and stuff, and it looks beautiful. It looks amazing. My allergies, I do apologize for all the sniffling. My allergies are currently acting up. I don't know what's out here right now, but anyway. I'm going to watch it at some point. Anyway, I want to get to the main topic of our show today, which is a particular incident that occurred on social media. And so on TikTok news, basically, there was this young lady, her name is Selena, and she made a video about the nursing shortage. And she was like, I honestly really believe that this is, and I'm paraphrasing for her, you can go back and I'll link the videos and stuff like that. She basically said, the reason for the nursing shortage is because a lot of these people get into nursing not really understanding how to be empathetic and compassionate toward patients. And also too, when you get into this industry, you realize, oh, it's not about wearing the cute Crocs and the cute scrubs and making, you know, getting a $3,000 a week checks and all this other kind of stuff, that you actually have to do real work. So she made a comment, she made that video clearly, you know, just venting her frustrations about the industry at large as a consumer of the industry, right? So this other particular creator who has more followers than this young lady, and she's a nurse practitioner. Mind you, both of these women are black, right? And the reason why I'm bringing up the race is because it's important. So both of them are black women. And so the nurse practitioner makes this video, and she stitches the young lady's video and says, you know, ew, sorry, that was gross. She was basically saying the hatred for nursing is so real. The girl never said she hated nurses. Then she said, you know, she was, I'm paraphrasing her, what she said as well too. So this Morgan is the nurse practitioner. She basically says, well, you know, you don't get to give an, a valid opinion, paraphrasing again, you don't get to give a an opinion about an industry that you don't work in. Ma'am, you work at Circle K. And that was the end part of her video. So when that was uploaded, of course, Morgan's following or somebody, some people were, some women were calling Circle K's corporate offices and threatening to allegedly sue them if they didn't fire this young lady. Well, she ended up getting fired and losing her job. Mind you, the original video that Selena made, she was not in her Circle K uniform. Mm-hmm. The thing is, they went back to her page and saw her in her Circle K uniform. And she talks about working at Circle K, right?
I love Circle K. Exactly. I wouldn't work in a convenience store because I'm afraid of getting robbed, but I don't think there's anything wrong with working in a convenience store.
No, there's nothing wrong with working at Circle K because at the end of the day, whether you work at Circle K, the hospital, or McDonald's, it's all customer service at the very end of the day. And guess
what? It's a job to make money. Everyone's exactly. just doing jobs to exactly. make money.
And we're not talking about the skilled part of healthcare. Yes, there's a skilled part to it, obviously, but I'm just saying at the basis of healthcare is still customer service. You have patients who are your customers or consumers. You're consuming your skill, blah,
also,
blah, blah.
Also, guess what? People are allowed to review a customer service.
Right. Well, the thing is too, the ending part of the story is that because she was fired, of course, Selena made a video and was like, well, thank you, Morgan, for getting me fired because they stated your name when they told me that they were going to let me go, but they're going to let me finish the rest of my shifts or whatever that I, you know, requested.
Also, but the, insane that she got fired.
It's insane that Circle K was like, oh, this is it. We're just going to fire. We don't want any backlash. And I'm like, no, you actually should have looked at the context of the video. But not only that, my thing is, how are you firing people for having an opinion about an industry that they consume? Not only that, so Morgan, I guess she, you know, got a lot of backlash from nurses, but also too just from the general public. And I was just like, you don't get to tell this young lady that she doesn't have an opinion about, again, an industry that she consumes. Mm-hmm. And so
that Morgan isn't ended a up privilege to, like healthcare right. is a fucking right. You're allowed to
be, yes,
you literally have to go to a hospital.
You do.
And you're allowed to be treated how you should be treated.
And you get to have an opinion about when shit is done wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like this. My whole thing, and Morgan, she ended up deleting her TikTok because she got so much backlash and they were trying to get her fired and reporting her to the board and everything. But anyway, I think this is the biggest thing for us in healthcare. People get to talk about how shitty you are in healthcare. Mm-hmm. Those of us in healthcare, PT, OT right here, we get to talk, we talk about each other, not personally, but we talk about, we see shitty PTs, we see shitty OTs, we see shitty nurses, doctors, the whole nine. Why do you not think the general public has an opinion about it? Yeah. Not only that, you can't sit here and say, talking about turning this whole opinion about saying, oh, the hatred for nurses. Nobody genuinely hates nurses.
No.
She was talking about a subset of people. She never even specified the color or the race of the person who she was talking about or the whatever industry. She was just, I guess you equated black women with lash techs, uh-huh, and you know, nail techs. I guess you equated that with just only black women because only black women can do fucking nails. But I'm just like, at the end of the day, people get to have an opinion. I drive a car. I didn't make the goddamn car. I don't even know how to fucking fix it. But bitch, I can have an opinion about it as a consumer of somebody who drives a damn car.
And I don't even think she said all nurses. She said a lot of y'all new nurses.
Right.
I just think if someone made a video and they're like, a lot of OTs and PTs out there are doing this, this, and that, mm-hmm, and they're trash and they're lazy and they don't know how to do this, you know what I would do? I know that's not me.
Right. Scroll.
I know I do my job well. I know I'm showing up and doing the best I can.
What they say, a hit dog will holler, and Morgan was hollering. How about that?
I'm just like, if it didn't apply to you, it didn't fucking apply to you. She didn't say every goddamn nurse. She just said a lot of these new nurse, which is true. I don't think that's a lie. A lot of people, especially during and after COVID, got into nursing because it was booming and they needed nurses and they were making a lot of money.
It's job security.
And then they were like, oh, this actually fucking sucks.
And I think too, like, I look at it this way. We know, I think, from the general public, whether you have medical knowledge or not, healthcare is job security. There are just some industries that are job security. Teaching, for an example, is job security. Mm-hmm. The medical field, or education, medical field is job security. There are a lot of cultures, you know, Asian cultures, African cultures, you know, that basically tell their children, listen, you got three options, a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, and call it a fucking day, because it's job security, right? Yeah. So there are a lot of people who come into an industry for various reasons. They come into it for the money, they go into it because it's job security, or they go into it because they love it. And it's okay to have a mixture of all three. Now, I think it's kind of very similar to Congress. There are some people who genuinely go into Congress because they want to make a difference.
Yeah.
Once they get in it, they realize the nasty game that they have to play. And then all of their empathy and compassion goes out of the window. Now, specifically for the medical field, some of us do get into it because we genuinely want to help people, but then we get burnt out. That's not the public's business that we get burnt out. That's our choices that we make. And unfortunately, we are in a healthcare system that creates that world, right? But at the same time, what I wish that Morgan would have done, this nurse practitioner would have done, was to stitch this young lady's video and say, you know what? You're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought it to our attention. Let's shout out, since you are in that industry of being a nurse, talk to your nurses. Don't try to convince the public that you're not shit, because you just proved her point. You should have easily went to your page and said, you know what, to all my new nurses, if you are getting into nursing because you want to wear matching scrubs and you like the aesthetic that I even put, or other nurses that put on this app, just know and understand that will not be sufficient for you. You still need to be a good human being. You need to be compassionate, empathetic. You would have gotten so much further with your point had you done that versus degrading this girl. And even if you didn't mean that,
making her lose her job.
Right. And then degrading her as if working at Circle K somehow is like, you know, just this horrible thing. And I know that you probably didn't mean it, but the way that shit came off, it was very degrading. And if everybody else felt that way, you work at Circle K. She has the most valid opinion about the medical industry because she's not in that shit. And she sees a much broader view of what's going on versus us in it. I like when patients tell me how shitty other industries are, or how shitty an industry the medical field is, because you know why? The only way we're gonna fix this shit is if we know what's wrong with it. And we don't know what's wrong with it because we're in it.
And it's validating, because when you work in it, a lot of the times you're like, this is shit, but yeah, I know it's probably just shit because I see it every day and it's not serving me the way I think it should, but whatever, because I know it's not meant for me. So when you have a patient tell you like, hey, the way y'all are doing this ain't shit, you're like, they, okay, good. So it's not shit for you too, because we thought it was just us.
Yeah.
And now you're validating. You're like, okay, we can change it now, because now you have patients complaining about it.
And I mean, how many times have we been in a patient room and in situations where they're used to doing things a certain type of way? Let's just say they have a disorder like, or a disease course like cerebral palsy, right? We see a patient with cerebral palsy and they are used to getting out on the left side of the bed. But because we are comfortable getting out on the right side, we're just like, no, do this, do that. And their family member is like, listen, I know that y'all want them to do this, but it will serve you better if you do it the way that they normally do it. And a lot of times I even tell patients, how do you do this at home? Show me how you do it at home, because I can give you all kind of rules, regulations, and ways of doing things. But if it's going to benefit you more to do it the way you used to be doing it, and then I can just critique and say, well, how about we do this to make it safer, whatever the case may be. You giving me that feedback immediately helps me. And if you as a nurse first, before a nurse practitioner, because you had to be a nurse in order to be a nurse practitioner, if you take what somebody says, not about you specifically. She didn't call your name Morgan. She legit said that nursing shortage. And people were like bypassing the point and saying, well, she's wrong. And that's a dangerous rhetoric to say that the nursing shortage is just about aesthetic. Bitch, read between the lines. This is a patient. And she's talking about her frustrations in an industry that you're a part of. And all you heard was, no, my Crocs matching does not matter.
I also don't understand the Crocs in a hospital. I don't get that.
And that, well, for us, we get peed on a lot, so that's why we don't do it.
But I'm like, there's just something about a Croc that says home relaxing to me.
Versus nursing.
And I'm just like, I don't think it belongs in a hospital.
What's the other shoes that a lot of old school nurses wear?
The clogs. The Danskins.
I appreciate the clogs more than the Crocs.
Oh, no, a clog. Listen, a clog with a front and a back and a hard top. That looks like you mean business. That tells me you've been on your feet for 12 hours. You started nursing in 1975.
Yeah, definitely.
And you may or may not be great or not so great at your job, but either way, you're going to show up and you're going to be here.
They're comfortable. Those shoes are very comfortable.
That means there's something about a Croc. I see a Croc and I'm like,
yeah. But I think also too, that there is a realization in every industry that because social media doesn't glorify to a degree the negative aspects of these industries. Yeah. And it only just glorifies, oh, you can make so much money in healthcare and you can do all this. Yeah, but they don't talk about as a PT how you will have a herniated disc and you're telling your patient, listen, Mr. Johnson, I know your back hurt and you just had surgery, but bitch, I need surgery too.
I know.
And my back hurts, so hurry the fuck up. Like, nobody talks about that stuff.
Well, because it's all these highlight reels. Get ready for me, a day in the life to work my night shift as a nurse.
Exactly.
Let me get my fucking oats together and my Stanley and put my fucking claw clip in, and then I go. And unfortunately, there's a subset of nurses who sometimes fit that aesthetic.
They do.
and seemed to, and I think it is, I hate being like, it's a COVID thing. Mm-hmm. There is a group of nurses who came up during COVID and it was just a wild, wacky time. Yes. And I know going to school then was a wild and wacky time, mm-hmm. but they're sitting there at these nurses' stations and you're asking them something that you've asked 80 other nurses mm-hmm. before and it's been no problem. And they're like, what? I'm not, that's not my job.
Exactly.
It 100% is.
Yeah.
There's just like, it's a very different culture. And I think it was because they were trained under burnt out. Yes, COVID staff,
absolutely.
Who was like, these nurses
or not trained at all.
They were either not trained or they were trained on nurses who were like, listen, I'm just showing the fuck up, seeing these patients yep. getting out of here because this shit's crazy.
Absolutely.
And so it's just like trickled down into this weird thing. But yeah, social media is just like the fun parts of yes, any job.
Of any job.
And
yep.
it's not realistic.
And the thing is too, let's just be very real about it. In every industry that you go into, there are mean as fuck people. Mm-hmm. Now, you could ask some of my patients who may not have had the best experience with me and tell you, Monica is mean.
Depends on the day.
It depends on the patient. It depends on whatever is going on with you. It depends on your cooperation. Or it could just depend on my personal attitude for that day. But at the same time, like, let's not make it seem like every nurse that you encounter is going to be just, oh my God, so compassionate and empathetic. There are some rude ass fucking people in healthcare. There are some people who have nasty ass attitudes, who have shitty bedside.
Well, you're like, why do they work with people?
And that's what the young lady was saying. That's what Selena was saying. She was like, y'all do not need to be in this industry and be nurses if you're going to be mean all the fucking time. Regular everyday people know that they have bad days on their job. What Megan Thee Stallion say? Bad bitches have bad days too. Okay. Amen. But at the same time, at your core, you shouldn't be a mean and nasty bitch. What? You just shouldn't be. And that was her encounter. If it would have been the physical therapy industry or the respiratory therapy industry mm-hmm. or the physician staff who don't listen to their patients, it could have been any industry. But my thing is, again, instead of Morgan taking that opportunity to really gauge back to her nursing audience to say, hey, this is a real thing that consumers are saying about us. Yeah. Let's fix and change the narrative versus you trying to come after this young lady's job and saying, ma'am, you don't have a valid opinion. What is wrong with y'all brains that people cannot criticize your industry? I don't care if somebody said physical therapy don't work. Baby, it didn't work for you, also, but because I still exist, I know it works.
She wasn't saying it's not hard to be a nurse. I could have gone to nursing school and been a nurse. That's not what she was
saying.
She
didn't degrade nursing in any way.
Then I would be like, you cannot talk on that because you have not tried.
Exactly.
Or you have not said that you tried to do that.
Exactly. And to put some more context, the young lady, Selena, who works at Circle K, is a whole ass teacher, a whole ass educator, right? Not only that, her mother is a nurse. So this young lady's opinion is very much so valid, not only as a consumer, but also as someone who has close proximity to what coming home as a nurse looks like. Like this, again, this idea that people cannot criticize and give you constructive feedback, because she did give constructive feedback. It may not have been the way that you wanted it to sound, but it was the most authentic way that she was able to articulate that in that particular moment. And I'm just like, I appreciate the social media community for rallying behind this young lady, Selena, because again, Morgan took this shit all out of context. And I'm like,
and y'all need to realize
hatred for nurses,
the
what
following you have and the amount of people you have and who you're talking to and how you're talking, because you never know how they'll take something.
Exactly.
And end up getting someone fired. I saw a video the other day, I don't even know if it was old or whatever or new, but it was this white woman and she was like, I saw this video of this woman talking, and I just like, she was kind of saying, I didn't like what she was saying. Mm-hmm. I wanted to address it to my followers. And she was like, and this was a black woman. So I was like, oh, where is she going to mm-hmm. go? She was like, so I'm not even going to tell you her name or her handle. I don't want you to find her video. I do mm-hmm. not need a bunch of white women commenting on her post.
Yeah.
I just wanted to speak on it. If you see the video and you don't like it, don't say anything. Mm-hmm. This is just for me. And I was like, that was not hard.
Yeah. But even too, I don't know, this day and age of finding out where people work to try to get them
super
fired
intrusive
because of their opinion. Here's the craziest thing for me. Selena gave an opinion, which is a set of ideas and beliefs based on your experience.
Great definition.
Okay. It's not facts. This is why everybody has an opinion, and it's okay to have an opinion. The fact that you would take time out of your busy schedule to Google or whatever else way method to try to find a corporate number for someone to say they need to get fired and I'm going to sue your company if you don't
miserable
fire them because
people.
She made an opinion that I don't like. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's understandable to call somebody's job as if you're, you know, making racial comments online because you're dealing with the general public. Absolutely. You're a menace and you need to go. Mm-hmm. But for this young lady making an opinion, she didn't give a fact. She was giving her personal opinion, whether you disagreed or agreed with it. The fact again that you came and stitched her video and completely changed the context of what she was saying to fit your narrative. So again, you could get views, and the people were saying she took the girl's watermark off to make money off the video. I'm just like, I cannot with you people. Y'all are crazy. And let's just reveal who the real issue is about. Circle K. The fact that y'all fired this young lady, we should be boycotting Circle K at this point.
In this economy?
Like, because the girl had an opinion.
Made and a video saying, that was like, it was not, there were no bad words.
She didn't talk derogatory to anybody. No, and people were like, well, you should have made a video in your Circle K uniform. While I agree that making content, social media content, in your work uniform or badge or anything is not the best decision, at the same time, the original video, she was not in her Circle K uniform. And even if she was, you couldn't see it. The girl had a black jacket on that did not say Circle K.
Nope.
But if not only that, she could have been off the clock. You don't know where people are. But this society that we live in now, that people are trying to ruin people's livelihoods because they're saying something that you don't like. And when it's an opinion, and their opinion is not detrimental to your whole field. You acting like the Susan B. Anthony, or what's the lady name? The mother of nursing. Is it Susan B. Anthony? What's the lady name? They say she was racist. Kathleen B. Whatever the lady Junie name
B.
is.
Junie B. Jones.
But I'm just saying, they acting like, oh my gosh, this one TikTok creator said. Alcott? No.
Who the fuck is it?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now because it's going to irritate me. The mother of nursing.
Teresa.
Florence Nightingale.
I thought that was
someone from B. Anthony.
Who's the lady from the Golden Girls?
What?
I thought Florence Nightingale was on the Golden Girls.
She's an American rights activist. Lord Jesus, I'm confusing.
Can you look up the cast of who the fuck is on the Golden Girls? Florence Nightingale cast.
No, I said Florence Nightingale is the nurse, the supposed mother of nursing.
What are they?
Estelle Getty, Betty White, B. Arthur, Rube McLean.
I thought Florence Nightingale was on Golden Girls. So
no, Florence Nightingale is the mother of nursing. We're gonna get canceled. God damn it. No, okay. But I'm just saying this young lady was acting, or people in the comments were acting like Selena's opinion about what she feels at the, you know, that the nursing shortage was about was like, oh my gosh, we have to change it now because this one person said it. Like, she's giving her opinion about based off her level of experience, which she has that right to give. Like, the girl was saying it was an opinion, not a fucking fact. She never even said black women. And this, again, you proved her point because you as a black woman, Morgan, did the very same thing to this girl that she was talking about in her video. Mm-hmm. Like, people in the healthcare industry, please know and understand, the public gets the opportunity and should have the opportunity to give all of us corrective and constructive criticism. I don't care how it comes out. I don't care the delivery. They have the absolute right to tell us how shitty and horrible we are and our processes, okay? Because they are the consumers of it, just like we are. Because when we're on the other side as a patient, we have no problem telling you how shitty you are.
Yes.
Because we are on the other side of it. So please stop with this rhetoric of, because you don't work in the industry, you don't have an opinion. No, you do have an opinion about it because you are a consumer of that particular, you know, industry. But anyway, it's insane. There was another nurse real quick that was under fire because she made a video where she was, and this is not about nursing at all, but she just happened to be a nurse, and she was crying because people have been stitching this one thing about, you know, this one girl says, how are y'all surviving in this economy? Because as we know, the economy is down. People don't get enough pay. And so she was just like, how are y'all surviving? So some people are stitching a video like, girl, we steal. And then this one nurse, she was like, you know, I'm a nurse. My husband works full time. You know, we paid our mortgage for the month. We paid all our bills. We bought some groceries. We put some gas in our car. And she was very, you know, visibly upset. And she was like, and it's Tuesday today, and we only have $200 to $300 to get us to next Friday. Well, I think overwhelmingly there were a lot of people in the comments that were just like, ma'am, if all of your bills are paid,
I could survive off of $200 to $300.
Exactly. But I think more too, again, the context of what she was saying was just, the fact that that's all she has left over, because like you, like we were saying off air, if something happens emergently in their household and all they got is $200-$300, baby, they screwed. You got a big $1,000 bill or something like that. You just screwed. But at the same time, I feel like this economy is crazy, and I don't understand how
Lunchables at the grocery store the other day, $3. They're expensive. That shit was $1.29.
Yes. Remember Lay's stacks? I love Lay's stacks. They used to be 99 cents. They are now $1.98.
And guess what hasn't gone up?
Your paycheck.
My paycheck.
Exactly. But I just know how blessed you are, even in that situation. If you are able to pay all your bills for the month and still have any surplus, you are doing better than probably 75% of the United States at this point. Also,
sorry, box of Kraft mac and cheese used to be cents.
Yeah, 79 cents.
It is now like $1.29 It's a box. Crazy. I was like, what the hell?
I knew everything was going to shit when the Dollar Tree moved up to $1.25 tree.
See,
they started it.
Downhill from here.
Allegedly, they started it. It's horrible. Were you talking about Squid Game? Oh, do we want to talk about that? Or
I haven't watched it.
Okay. Anything else you need to talk about? What are you watching? Nothing.
I started watching Downton Abbey. Can't pay attention enough, but it's a good vibe. So I can't.
Isn't that, you talking about like, that's, is that a new one or something?
No,
or
just it's the, old. Same I old put it one? On. Okay. I haven't ever seen it, and it's just a sleepy, I just fall asleep.
Yeah. The Color Purple is coming out
soon. That looks good.
Yeah. It's the remake, and
Fantasia? Jennifer Hudson.
Fantasia is Celie. Halle Bailey is Nettie, the young and old one, like her older version of herself. Taraji P. Henson is Suge Avery. The singer is Squeak. What's her name? Danielle Brooks is Miss Sophia. I can't remember Harpo's name, but he's an amazing actor.
Harpo.
Yeah. But they had like the premiere of it, and it looks amazing. I can't wait to see it.
Nice.
Apparently, like, all the tickets are sold out because it comes out on Christmas Day. I don't want to see it on Christmas Day.
Christmas movies.
Yeah, definitely.
Nope, that's all I got.
All right, anything else? No? Okay. All right. Well, thank y'all so much for joining us for another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We definitely do appreciate it. Y'all have an amazing week on purpose, and y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday when new episodes are released.